Let's ask the Lord's blessing.
好，我们先做一个开始的祷告。
Father, we want to thank you again for your word.
主啊，我们再一次感谢您，为了您的话语。
It's a light in a dark place.
这是在黑暗中的光。
But we're only men and women.
但我们都是普通的人。
We need your Holy Spirit to guide and teach us.
因为我们需要您的圣灵带领我们教导。
So Lord, we pray to make your Spirit shine upon the page.
主啊，求您的圣灵向我们发光。
And from the page into our hearts.
让我们这样的话语从书本进到我们的心。
And strengthen us, Lord, to obey your word.
也坚固我们，让我们愿意顺服您。
We ask your blessing upon each one today, and we thank you in Jesus' name.
求您祝福我们在座的每一位，感恩奉主耶稣的名。Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning.
早上好。
There's lots of empty seats this, today. Usually, we'll probably get more as the studies go on.
对，今天我们第一次开始假期后呢，希望你慢慢的人我们就多起来了。
So we've been studying through the Gospel of John at a snail's pace.
我们真的是很慢哈，像这个一直学约翰福音很慢，就像那个蜗牛一样啊。
And I would think a snail is able to see things that a flying bird going quickly will not see.
所以一个飞快飞过的鸟它就看不见了但是呢如果像蜗牛一样看的东西就细了。
We're in no hurry, we're lingering in the Word of God, which is the best place to be.
Amen. 所以我们常常一直在神的话语里停留呢总是好的，因为这是我们最需要停留的地方。
Now, in the spring, we spent some time in the 10th chapter of the book of John.
所以我们在夏天之前呢，我们一直在学习的是约翰福音的十章。
We spend some time, especially on the latter part of the Gospel of John, where it speaks about the security of the believer.
所以在第十章里面呢，我们又花了很长的时间讲一个主题，叫得救的确据。
The eternal security of the believer.
得救永恒的确据。
And there.We went over many of those verses again and again. Verse 28, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
所以我们一直的反复读这些话语啊。二十八节，我又给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
No one can snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
And my Father who has given them to me is greater than all.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。
No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands.
谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Now, this last statement that he made raised a real problem in the minds of those unbelieving Jews.
所以最后他讲的这一段话呢，是在这些不信的犹太人的脑子里哈、啊，起了一些疑点了。
A Jew, no matter how religious, would never say, "My Father."
因为那些不管多么表面很宗教敬虔的犹太人都不敢说呢，我的父哈、啊，指着上帝。
The closest they would come to that is.Our Father.
那最多他说呢，我们的父。
What Jesus is doing is claiming a relationship to the Father that only a true son could have.
所以耶稣呢，在这里讲到了一个概念，就是只有一个真儿子啊才敢说的，就是天父是他的父。
He was claiming equality with God.
所以他相当于在。声称与神同等。
And in doing that, he was claiming that he was very God himself.
这么说呢，他其实就在说他就是神自己了。
So their reaction.
所以他们的反应啊。
Verse 31.
在三十一节。
Let's read around. verses 31 down to the end of the chapter.
我们就今天从31节呢读，往后读到这一章的末尾。 Maybe we verse one.
Yeah.
我们先用中文一节一节的读啊， 31到42。
犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。耶稣对他们说：“我从我父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件事拿石头打我呢？”33。犹太人回答说：“我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说无义的话，又为你是个人反将自己当作神。”耶稣说：“你们的律法上。” 岂不是写着：“我曾说你们是神，我曾说你们是神吗？”经上的话是不能废的，是那些承受神道的人，尚且称为神。父所分别为圣，又差到世间来的，他不曾是神的儿子。你们还向他说：“你说借望的话吗？” 我们若不行，我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。我若行了，你们众人不信了，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白。父在我里，我也在父里。他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手。
耶稣有往犹大河外去，到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住的人有许多人来到他那里，他们说约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰指着这个人所说的一切话都是真的。在那信耶稣的人就说了。 We give welcome to Roy, a special welcome right here. So verse 31, the reaction to what he said by the Jews, we find there in verse 33 that they want to stone him for blasphemy, for what he said.
所以犹太人呢对耶稣所说的这样的一个声称自己是儿子啊，他们的反应是要用石头把他打死。Because
he says there that we're not stoning you for what you've done, but for what you have said.
而且他们说呢，我们不是因为你做的好事来用石头打你，是因为你说你是个人，还说是神用石头打你。In
claiming your And claiming the Father as your unique and only Father, and you the unique and only Son, that you're making yourself equal with God.
所以耶稣在这里呢，把天上的父啊，神称为他独一的，特别的父，而自己是神独一的特别的儿子，这样的一个关系呢，犹太人就不能接受，要打他。You
see, they said, you're just a man.
他说你只不过是个人嘛。And
you claim to be God.
然后你还自称为神。And
that's why they wanted to stone him.
所以为什么他们想要用石头打他。Now
Jesus knew this. He knew what they were thinking.
然后耶稣知道他们心里所想。So
in verse 32, the Lord Jesus doesn't mention what he said, but he mentions what he has done.
所以耶稣在32节呢，没有在说他说什么，他在提醒大家他做的事。Notice
that it's not what he said that he's claiming, it's what he has already done.
所以不是他所说的话来表达，而是他所做的事来表达自己。I've
shown many great miracles from the Father.
他说我从父啊显了很多的神迹啊。In
other words, what he's saying is. I've come to do the Father's will.
所以，他的潜台词就是我来做的就是天父的旨意。Those
miracles are no one can do those miracles except he was God.
所以这个神迹啊，若不是他自己是神，没有人能做的。
See, they were saying he was a mere man, and they were judging him on what he said.
所以这些人呢说你不过就是个人呢、啊、所以这些人就是按照他所说的来判断论断。
But what he says, he points to the evidence of the truth of what he said.
但是呢他却指向了证据来证明他所说的是真的那个事情的证据。
If only God could do those kind of miracles, then what he said must be true.
所以如果只有神才能做他所行的这些神迹的话，那就意味着他自己声称是神这件事情就是真的。
And now the Lord Jesus, he points to a kind of a strange verse in the Old Testament.
所以耶稣在这里呢，就指向了一个非常奇怪的旧约的一个经文。
And at first, his argument doesn't seem to make much sense to us.
一开始呢，从逻辑上好像他的这个说法呢，不是太有我们不是太能理解。
But we're going to look at that, and we're going to see that it makes absolute perfect sense and irrefutable sense.
然后我们如果仔细看呢，就会发现这真的是很合理，而且是不可辩驳的。
So, the Lord Jesus again.He's presenting his claims by those miracles that only God could do.
耶稣在这里呢，把他的神迹，就是只有神能做的神迹呢，推到了法利赛人面前看。
They prove that his words are true.
这些事呢，证明耶稣说的话是真的。
Now that concept is nothing new in the scriptures.
这样的概念在圣经里呢，其实不是新的。
God always or often used signs in Scripture to authenticate His servants.
因为神总是用各种样的神迹奇事来证实他的仆人所说的话。
Remember Moses in the wilderness.
记得摩西在旷野。
God sent him to Pharaoh.
然后神把他差到法老那去。
And he said, well, what if I go to the children of Israel? And they say, who are you?
所以摩西说呢，那如果我去犹太人那里，那他们问我你是谁呀？
And of course, Moses was a shepherd.
那当然摩西不过是个牧羊人。
And God said, well, what's that in your hand?
然后神说呢，那你手上是个什么东西？
He says, it's my staff.
摩西说，那我放羊的杖啊。
He said, throw it down on the ground.
然后上帝说，你把这个杖丢到地上。
When he threw it down on the ground, it became a snake.
然后这个杖一丢到地上，变成一条蛇。
Now God said, take it up again.
然后神说呢，你把它又尾巴又抓一下，再抓起来。
Picked it up by the tail and became a staff again.
然后摩西一抓那个蛇的尾巴，又变成了一根杖。
So God authenticates his word through his servants by special signs.
所以神常会用特别的神迹来证实他的仆人所说的话。
We see the same thing in the days when the nation of Israel was at a very critical point in their history.
我们都知道犹太人在历史上也经常会有一些关键的时刻。
They were in danger of falling nationally into idolatry.
比方说他们常整个国家的要掉在这个拜偶像的陷阱里。
God was going to give them an uncertain warning.
然后神要给他们很多警告。
And because if they went into idolatry, God had told them before by Moses that they would be taken captive by the Gentiles and taken away into a strange country.
然后神借着摩西在以前就告诉他们，警告过他们，如果他们一直的这么拜偶像呢，最终的结果就是会被外邦人掳去啊，离开这地。
So God sent a double witness.
所以神就差下来，双重的见证。
To try and turn the nation from their evil pathway.
然后呢，把整个国家呢从罪恶的道路上呢转出来。
First came Elijah.
先来的是以利亚。
And then Elisha.
后面来的是以利沙。
And Elisha performed twice as many signs as Elijah.
以利沙行的神迹比以利亚还多一倍。
But of course, we know that the nation did not listen to their prophets.
但很可惜，整个国家呢还是没有听这两个先知的话。
But he used those special signs.
但神的确是一直在用特别的神迹。
Through his servants.
借着他仆人的神迹。
To authenticate, to confirm the word that they spoke.
啊，这些神迹来证实他的仆人所说的从他来的话都是真的。
And when the Lord Jesus came, He did many, many more miracles than anybody ever did.
那当主耶稣来的时候呢，他所行的是比历史上旧约所有的先知要多得多的，而且要大得多的。
And his word was not like Moses or Elijah or Elisha.
同样的，他的话也不像摩西、以利亚、以利沙所说的话。
He said, "I and the Father are one."
因为他直接就说，我与父啊，原为一啊。
This was God manifest on the earth.
这就是神显示在地上。
And those signs proved His words.
啊，这些神迹证实他说的话是真的。
When the Lord Jesus was, when He was rejected by the nation and went to the cross of Calvary.
所以当主耶稣他被整个国家拒绝，他要上十字架的时候。
And rose again the third day.
三天后又复活了。
We find that the apostles.That were chosen by the Lord went out everywhere.
然后我们就看见呢，被主选的使徒们啊，就四处各到全世界各地去传道了。
And the Book of Acts records that by the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders confirmed the word of God.
然后借着使徒行传，我们看见呢，借着神的大能的行的奇事啊，通过这些使徒们呢，他们呢就证实了使徒们所说的话是真的。
So the miracles were to confirm the word of God.
所以神迹的用处是来证明神的话的。
And now we have the written word of God. We need no more miracles and signs and wonders to confirm it. We have it all here.
所以现在在今天这个时候呢，我们已经有整本的圣经啊，完全被证实过的摆在我们面前，所以我们就不需要神再用特别的神迹奇事来证明。
It's unbelief that would seek.Signs and wonders when God has already confirmed His word.
因为只有你里面是一开始就是不信哈，你才会一直想要去寻求这个，因为神已经把这本圣经的真实性证实了，摆在面前。
So, but going back to our passage now, the Jews, they have a problem.
所以回到这个经文里呢，犹太人他们有个问题。
And they can't see that he is very God. His claim is outlandish. It's beyond their understanding.
因为他们不能够接受这样的一个观点，耶稣就是神呢，因为耶稣看起来就是一个普通的人。
Because what the Lord Jesus, what he's trying to impress upon them is that his words.Is the very word of the living God.
因为神耶稣在这里想说的就是他的话啊，就是神的神自己的话。
So what he does, he reaches back into the Old Testament to show them that lesser men than he were called gods when the word of God came to them.
所以耶稣在这里呢，就又回到旧约里面去。来做一个对比哈、啊，就是说那些称为真正称为人的哈、啊，在旧约里还被称为神啊，那如果是神自己，岂不是更加可以吗
？Now turn to Psalm 82 and verse 6.
然后我们可以看一下他引用的这段经文是在诗篇的八十二章六节。
The Lord is referring to this psalm.
所以主耶稣在这里是。回到了引用了旧约圣经诗篇的一节经文。
Now just before we go there, keep your finger where you are and look at verse 34 again of John chapter 10.
我们在这看这之前呢，我们看约翰福音的十章的三十四节哈，耶稣是怎么来引用的
？He asked them a question.
他问了他们一个问题。
Is it not written in your law? He says.
他说：“你们的律法上岂不是这么写吗
Now, when he's referring to this, usually the normal usage is when he says, when the word law is used, it's usually meant the law that was given by Moses.
所以当我们讲到律法的时候呢，经常所指的就是摩西所传下的律法。
But sometimes they use it for the entire Old Testament.
然后有的时候呢，他也会指所有的整本旧约圣经。
Sometimes they use the word the law and the prophets.
有的时候他们会把两个词放在一起，律法和先知。
But sometimes they just shorten that to the law.
有的时候就干脆只简短的说律法。
And the Lord Jesus, using popular usage, he says there he's referring to the Old Testament.
所以耶稣在这里用的是大家常用的当时人常用的一个代称啊，就是讲到律法就是指向整本旧约圣经。
He refers back to the Word of God for confirmation.
所以他回到神的话哈，来证实他所说的话。
Is it not written in your law? And then he goes to Psalm 82 and verse 6.
所以他的起头的问题是：你们的律法岂不是写着吗？然后写着什么呢？就是我们诗篇82的这节经文。
And in we don't need to worry about the context here.
我们不需要担心这上下文啊。
I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere men.
六节，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子，然而你们要死于世人一样。
I guess we need to look a little bit at the context of Psalm 82.
我们稍微讲一点点上下文，诗篇82的上下。
Verse 1.
第一节。
He says, God presides in the great assembly.
神站在有权力者的会中。
He gives judgment upon the gods.
他在诸神中行审判。
This is the great hall of justice in heaven.
所以这是一个天上啊那公义的殿堂里的发生的事。
Now you recall the book of Job.
如果你记得约伯记。
And you remember...you've all read the book of Job. Who has not read the book of Job? The first chapter of the book of Job.
有谁没有读过约伯记吗？我们应该都读过第一章约伯记的一章。
I don't want to go down too many rabbit holes here. The first chapter of the book of Job, first two chapters, we get a glimpse into heaven at this great assembly of the angels.
所以在约伯记的头两章，我们其实有一个瞥见了天堂的一角啊，就是天使们站立在神面前的那个样子的一角。
This assembly of angels are all the governing spirits that govern the world, the unseen world that we don't see, I guess.
这些的天使们呢，都是神差去啊管理全地的。全宇宙就是我们看不见的那个平行的那个地方的这些天使。
And these they're sometimes called gods in the sense of being lesser created beings, Elohim in the Hebrew.
所以这里它称为诸神哈，其实就是指着 in those angels, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 就是指着这些天使啊，就是它也是被造物。神所造的。
In Genesis chapter 6, we read about the sons of God.
比方说在创世纪的六章我们提到这个神的儿子们。
They're angelic beings.
他们其实就是天使啊。
So, they, but now in verse 6, he's referring to men.
所以第六节呢，他讲到人。
He says, I said you are gods, you are sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler.
第六节、第七节，他刚才读的，其实就是在直接指着地上的人了。
Now that, the verse 7 gives us a clue there who he's talking about.
所以第七节他给了我们这个线索哈，就是讲第六节讲的这个是指什么。
The rulers. In other words, those who judge or rule on behalf of God, God calls them gods.
所以这些呢按照神的要求或者代表神来审判全地的这个神都是管他叫神就是 you are gods 就是神像王子中的一位
the Jews used the word gods to apply to ordinary men corrupt men who were only judges or spokesmen for God
所以犹太人就借着这个经文就会指哪一类人呢管他们也叫是 God 也叫神呢就是他神的权柄在他身上他行使着权柄来做审判就像王一样像王子一样那犹太人也会管他们叫神
Now be patient with me we'll go through some scriptures to confirm what I'm saying
所以我们稍微耐心一点我还会再查一些经文来证实
2 Chronicles 19
比如说呢 历代志的下十九章历代志是列王记后面啊历代志下
Second Chronicles chapter 19
十九章啊历代志下十九章
verses 5
五节
Second Chronicles 5
代替
Or 19, verse 5.
历代之下十九章的五节。
Let's read from verse 4 for connection.
我们从四节开始读。
Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, appoints judges in the land. Then it says here, Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim, and turned them back to the Lord God.Of their fathers.
这里在讲的约沙法来指设立审判官啊，这个小标题第四节，约沙法住在耶路撒冷，以后又出巡民间，从别示巴直到以法莲山地，引导民归向耶和华他们列祖的神。
And he appointed judges in the land in each of the fortified cities of Judah.
又在犹大国中遍地的坚固城里设立审判官。
He told them, "Consider carefully what you do."
对他们说，你们办事应当谨慎。
Because you are not judging for man, but for the Lord, who is with you wherever you give a verdict.
因为你们判断不是为人，乃是为耶和华。判断的时候，他必与你们同在。
Now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Judge carefully, for with the Lord our God there is no injustice or partiality or bribery.
现在你们应当敬畏耶和华谨慎办事因为耶和华我们的神没有不义不偏待人也不受贿赂
So there the judges were to judge according to righteousness as the Lord himself and they would be answerable to God for their judgments
所以审判官呢其实就像要像神要像耶稣那样公义的来审判而且要对自己身上的职责向神负责
That's why the psalmist called those judges in Psalm 82, he called them gods because they judged in the place of God.
所以这是为什么诗篇八十二篇管这些人也叫神，因为他们是站在神的位置上来审判。
So you have the sons of God, the angels in the heavenly council who are over the earth and they administer in the place of God.They're called gods.
所以现在呢，诗篇八十二呢，我们看前半段讲到那些天上的天使们，他们站在神给他们的位置上来行使神的带领给他们的权柄，他们被称为神。
Because there's no authority but of God.
因为所有的权柄都是从神出的。
Ultimately, all authority comes from God, and what we recognize is that the men and women that administer that.Administer that authority that they are in the place of God.
所以我们看见，无论是男人、女人，地上的人，他们也行使神的这个权柄的时候呢，也会被称为神。
Now make no mistake, we don't worship the people that administer, whether man or angel. We worship one God.
所以呢，我们这里不要搞错了，就是我们不是来 敬拜这些行使神带领给他们权柄的天使或者人啊、但是他们的确在圣经里也被称为神，只是我们不是去敬拜他们，因为所有的权柄都是从神来。
Well, let's look to the New Testament for confirmation of this concept.
那我们再从新约里看一点的验证吧。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书的十三章。罗马十三章。
And verse 1.
一节。
This is what the Apostle Paul would teach us, and it doesn't disagree with anything we said so far.
那这个是使徒保罗所教导给我们的。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities.
在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
And he explains why. Because there is no authority except that which God has established.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
The authorities that exist have been established by God.
凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Consequently, he says, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong.
所以抗拒的必自取刑罚，做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。
He says, do you want to be free from the fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you.
你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，他就可得他的称赞。
And here it is. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer.
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。他若作恶，你若作恶，却当惧怕。因为他不是空空的配件，他也是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。
So the powers that be, they are established by God, and the Jews, recognizing that authority, they called the ones who administered that authority, they called them gods, lesser gods, not in recognition of God's ultimate authority.
所以犹太人呢，他们是很清楚这个权柄受的关系的，所以他们就管这些接受从神的来的管制权柄的人呢，也管他们叫神。
So, we've talked about one thing in relation to what the Lord Jesus is talking about, and that is those who would judge, who would rule in the affairs of men.
所以我们讲到了这里，一件事啊，就是。这些审判官哈，不管是被称为神。
But the Lord Jesus is more specifically talking about those to whom the word of God came.
然后呢，他特别的耶稣讲到那些神的话来的来源的那些人。
We might call them God's prophets or God's spokesman.
我们可以称他为神的发言人或者先知。
So now let's turn to Exodus chapter 4.
我们看一段的旧约的经文啊，出埃及记四章。
Again he says, is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? And if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world?
对，因为约翰福音这里提到了，就是经上的话是不能废的。若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神，父所分别来的差到世间的，你们还说他是健忘吗？所以我们要看一下承受神道啊，其实就是神的发言人，这是一个，这又为什么把他们也叫做神？我们看另外一个领域了。刚才是前面那个替神来管制的那个领域。
So now, Exodus chapter 4, we read there, Moses.
然后四章我们来看摩西。
In verse 10.
第十节。
God has said to Moses, Moses, I want you to go to the elders of Israel, tell them that the God of heaven has appeared to you and that you are going to lead the people out of slavery into the promised land.
所以摩西在这之前呢，神已经给了他个命令，说你呢去以色列人当中找他们那些长老说呢，永生的神差你来，来代表他呢，说话和带领他们。
So poor old Moses, even though we read that he was a very eloquent man in his youth.
所以可怜的摩西啊，就是虽然他在年轻的时候，他还挺善于言辞的。
A great orator in Egypt when he was 40 years of age.
在四十岁的时候，他是在埃及的皇宫里长大的，他还是挺善言辞的。
He just spent 40 years talking to sheep.
但之后的四十年，他全都是在对着羊说话。到八十岁的时候。
So he wasn't a very good orator anymore.
他再不是一个很善言辞的人了。
He lost his confidence.
因为这个时候他已经没了那个最初四十岁那时候的信心了。
So Moses, he uses as an excuse for to not to go to back to Egypt.
所以摩西就以这个为理由啊，他跟神说的，我不想去埃及去找那些犹太人。
Verse 10, he says.
第十节说。
Oh Lord.Moses said to the Lord, Oh Lord, I've never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you've spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue.
摩西对耶和华说，主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
So he makes this excuse, it's one of his many excuses not to go.
他找了很多的理由啊，不去，这是当中一个。
Verse 12, the Lord says, I will teach you, I'll tell you what to say.
所以十二节说，神说呢，十一节说呢，我会告诉你啊，我会，十二节，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Verse 13, Moses has another excuse.
十三节，摩西又找了个理由。
He says, let somebody else do it.
你打发别人去吧，找另外的人。
And the Lord got kind of impatient with Moses.
然后神开始对摩西就失去耐心了。
I sometimes think that he should get impatient with me at times, but he doesn't. I don't know why.
我有的时候会看这个经文，会想啊，神应该早就对我失去耐心了，不知道为什么还没有。
I've been more reluctant to serve the Lord than Moses ever was.
因为我肯定比摩西要更不愿意做神要我做的事情。
But any rate, he was angry, so he said, well, in verse 14, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you.
所以神就在十四节说呢，不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的，现在他出来迎接你，他一见你心里就高兴。
Now, the Lord says to him, you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth.
然后十五节，你要将当说的话传给他。
I'll help both of you speak and teach you what to do.
我也要赐你和他口才，又指教你们当行的事。
And he will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he was your mouth, and as if you were God to him.
十六节，注意啊，他要替你对百姓说话，你要以他做口，他要以你当神。
So what that means is that God was going to speak.To Moses. He wasn't going to speak to Aaron. He's going to speak to Moses. Moses, in turn, would tell Aaron what to say.
所以顺序是呢，神不会直接跟亚伦说，神要先跟摩西说，摩西跟亚伦说。
And so he would be like God to Aaron.
所以对于亚伦来说呢，摩西就像神一样。
In God's place, he would be speaking God's words.
所以站在神的位置上，他要替神来说话。
Now, turn to chapter 7, verse 1.
我们再往后翻，翻到出埃及记七章的一节。
This arrangement didn't last all that long.
所以这个安排啊，没有持续太久。
Because there we find that Moses, in actual fact, does most of the speaking when he goes to see Pharaoh.
实际上呢，在大部分的时候呢，当摩西和亚伦去见法老的时候，都是摩西在说话。
Somehow Moses got courage and confidence, and he spoke directly to Pharaoh.
所以某种程度呢，摩西是有了那力量和法老去面对面说。
The Lord says in chapter 7, verse 1,
七章一节,
Then the Lord said to Moses, See, I've made you like God to Pharaoh.
耶和华对摩西说, 我使你在法老面前代替神。
In other words, the authority, words, the words of authority that came through Moses, Pharaoh should understand that it was God speaking to him directly.
换句话说呢，摩西所说的，法老应该很清楚的知道，这是从神出来的。
Now let's go back to John. Having that background,
我们现在把这些背景的经文都学完了之后呢，我们一起再回到约翰的十章。
So there again in verse 35.
三十五节。
If he, that is, if God.Called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
那经上的话是不能废的哈，就是那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
Now the Lord Jesus is saying there that scripture cannot be broken. What he's saying is that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's all one. You can't.Tear it apart. You can't divide it up. You can't get rid of any part. It all agrees with itself.
所以这里神说呢，经上的话是不能废的意思呢，就是所有这些经文啊，它都是彼此要相合，而且是合一的，它不能分割开来。也就是有的说这个意思，有的说那个意思，这是不会自相矛盾的。
In other words, all of Scripture has one author.And it's all what they call the theologians call the synthesis principle.
所以每一个经文呢，其实最后都是一个作者，所以这就意味着呢，神学说它是有合一性的，就是它并不是彼此冲突的，因为它作者是一个。
It's all woven together.
所以它就像织毛毯一样，它是都织在一起的，彼此是相合的。
So he's saying that if God in the Old Testament said that those to whom the word of God came, those who exercise God's authority, they were called gods.
所以旧约圣经如果说呢，那些代表神权柄行事的人，那些代表神权柄说话的人，尚且被称为神。
And here's the punchline.
现在来了一个关键的结论了。
How much more me?Who has shown these signs that what I say is the very word of God?
所以他说呢，像我已经行了这么多清晰的神迹，那我说的话是从神来的。
Verse 36
节。
If the scripture can't be broken, he says, verse 36, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world?
所以他说父啊，如果前面说经上的话不能废啊，父所分别为圣啊，差到世间来的，就是这个岂不是更加有利吗？
See, if they call them God, his argument again is this, that the Jews understood the word gods in the sense that man, corrupt man, judges and spokesmen for God, they were all weak men. If he called them gods,How much more would that apply to the Son of God who came?
所以耶稣的逻辑这边是非常强大，他就说呢，这些代神说话的和代神行权柄的，这些已经是地上罪人的，他不过是普通罪人的这些人，当他们在为神做这些事的时候呢，尚且称为神，那一个分别为圣全然圣洁的神的圣子来到地上，那岂不更能被称为神？
This was the very word of God manifest in the flesh.
因为这是神的话，就道成肉身显明在给我们看。 就是完完全全和前面的那些人是不一样的。
The Lord Jesus gave all the signs of who he was.
因为耶稣已经完全借着神迹显明了他是谁。
To authenticate that he was the very word of God himself.
来证实他就是神的话自己，神的话本身。
And so his claim that his father and he were one was valid.
所以他说的他的父与他原为一这样的一个声称是有效的。
And so he continues there in that verse 36.
所以他继续呢就一直讲到了三十六节。
He says, why then do you accuse me of blasphemy?
那你们为什么还向耶稣说你说的是健忘的话呢？
Because I said I'm God's son.
因为我只不过说我是神的圣子。
He said, don't believe my words necessarily unless I do what my father does.
所以不必听我说的啊，你就看我是不是行了父所行的事。
Don't believe me just for the words, but believe me because I've done the works of the Father, therefore my words must be the words of the Father.
所以只要你真的看见我所行的是出于父的啊，你就应该相信我所说的也是从父来。
And verse 38, he says there,
三十八节。
But if I do it, even though you don't believe me, believe the miracles, those signs.
所以耶稣又退了一步，我若行了这些事，你们就算不信我，也应当信这些事。
That you may know and understand that the Father's in me and I in the Father.
叫你们知道又明白呢，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
They could not deny those signs.
因为他们不能否定这些神迹。
He did all different kinds of signs.
因为他做了各种各样的神迹。
Paralyzed men, blind men, water to wine. He gave seven notable miracles in the scriptures.
所以那瘫子、瞎子。在约翰福音里连续的这些神迹啊，其实就完全显明他就是神自己。
And those same miracles, they authenticate his words for us today.
所以这些的神迹来证明啊，他的话就是真的。
Chapter 20 and verse 30.
我们又回到二十章，约翰福音二十章的三十节，再一次回到这段。
The Lord Jesus did these miracles throughout the land of Israel.
耶稣在整个以色列地行了如此多的神迹。
It says here in verse 30 and verse 31, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life. In his name.
约翰福音二十章的三十节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Now those Jews could not deny the miraculous character of those signs.
那这些犹太人呢，不可能否定啊这些神迹背后那神的力量。
Now how did they confirm their unbelief? What did they do?
那他们怎么来证实他们的不信呢？他们做什么？
That's a question.
这是个问题。
What did they do?
他们做了什么？
In another place. We don't find it in John chapter 10.
我们不是在约翰福音十章里看见的，在其他地方的记载。
Because they couldn't deny those miraculous signs that if they accepted them at their face value, they would have to say that he was the Son of God.
就是如果他真的承认耶稣所做的神迹，那就得承认耶稣就是神的圣子，这个是没有办法来否定的。
But they crucified him, didn't they?
但他们最后却钉死他了。
How did they justify their actions?
那他们怎么来 来让他们的行为变得义呢？
What lie did they tell themselves?
他们怎么来给自己来编了一个谎呢？
Come, somebody take a wild guess.
大家大胆猜一下。
What's that?
There it is.
They said, oh, you're doing that by the power of Satan.
就是犹太人呢就编了一个逻辑，说耶稣做这些事啊是靠着鬼王赶鬼，是撒旦的能力来做。
They committed the unpardonable sin.
就是亵渎神呢，就他们做这个假设其实是很大的亵渎。
What they did was they attribute to Satan the works of God.
他们把神的工作啊归功劳于撒旦。
He said, "Those miracles that I've done, they should tell you that I am in the Father and the Father is in me."
因为真实的情况是耶稣所说，你看见这些神迹就知道。我在父里面，父在我里面。
And again, they try to seize him.
他们又要拿他。
But he escaped their grasp.
他却逃出他们的手中。
His time was not yet come.
他的时候还没有到。
It would be like trying to grab smoke.
就像要抓烟一样，你抓不住啊。
The father had set a time for his son to go there upon the cross.And his time was not yet come.
神给耶稣设了一个上十字架的时间，这个时间在这个时候还没有到。
And he goes back across the Jordan to the place where he'd been baptizing in earlier days.
耶稣又往约旦河外去，到了约翰起初施洗的地方。
And here he stayed. Many people came to him.
然后他住在那里啊，有许多人来到他那里。
And they said, though John the Baptist, that is, never performed a miraculous sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus.
他们说呢，约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的，在那里信耶稣的人就多了。
Out of the opposition that was found in Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus gathered many simple believers to himself there in the wilderness.
所以不是在耶路撒冷，耶稣在旷野呢，又找到了一些单纯信靠他的人。
Many believed him there.
很多人在那里相信了他。
Well, next week we're going to look at chapter 11. We're not going to start it today. We're going to do something a little different after the break. I'm going to look at some principles of Bible interpretation.
那我们在进十一章之前呢？我们要稍微学习一个就是如何来解释圣经的一个方法，所以我们不急着进十一章，下一次再看。
That is, how can you interpret the Bible?
就是我们如何来解圣经。
Now Jenny, when she was here, that was one of her questions.
所以当 Jenny 姊妹在我们中间的时候，她会问了这个同样的问题。
And in one of our sessions, we went over very, very, very quickly, but we're going to take our time andLook at some of these principles of Bible interpretation.
所以我们那时候回答的非常快，所以今天呢，我们会用下面半的时间来，详细解一下怎么样的原则来读圣经。
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. 好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的时间和这本圣经，求您的灵带领我们，帮助我们，也祝福我们一会儿的饮食。和下半场学习的时间，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。